Marion Motley Playfields is a park on Cleveland's east side. Named for a local pro football star, it has grassy fields, baseball diamonds, and hills. But those fields hide a troubling history. Parts of the property were used as a storage yard for a brick and tile plant, and a stream became an industrial sewer. Vera Brewer remembers playing amid the debris with cousins decades ago, and the time an aunt came to get them and stepped on a rusty nail.
Had it been that we was not playing in the dump, she would have never had her foot injured. But that's where we played. That's where everybody played. We didn't know not to be there because of contamination. Our mindset was on enjoying life.
The area was transformed into a park in the 1960s. Its past was covered up and the stream filled with material from Republic Steel.
Like a big park.
Especially in the
it's
fall.
It's huge. Yes.
On a recent sunny afternoon, James Miles walks through the park, reminiscing about his time spent there as a kid.
We used to call it the dump, but it's a field. We used to come down here in the wintertime. We get our sleds.
Today, environmental pollution remains. A report last year revealed metals in the ground, including arsenic and lead. The city's capital projects director, Matt Spronz, says those chemicals, along with many others, existed in soil samples and groundwater at levels higher than state standards.
Back in those days when people filled in property, whether it was in their backyards or whether it was anywhere else, there was no Environmental Protection Agency or Ohio EPA, and the materials they put into those areas were unknown, right, at the time.
Now officials plan to put a 2-foot soil barrier over the ground to keep kids safe from the chemicals. Playing in lead-contaminated soil can hinder brain development, especially for children. There are properties all over the country that were once landfills, dumps, or uncontrolled toxic waste sites. And these sites tend to be located in communities of color, according to reports commissioned by the United Church of Christ. Texas Southern University professor Dr. Robert Bullard was an author on one of those reports.
Racism trumps income and class when it comes to many of these environmental facilities that historically they've gone to the path of least resistance.
In Chicago, there was a toxic donut of landfills and industrial facilities. It's finally getting cleaned up, but legacy pollution remains. In East Chicago, Indiana, it's the USS Lead site, one of the most contaminated in the country. Nationally, the EPA reports that 45% of people of color live within 3 miles of a Superfund site, places highly contaminated by hazardous waste. And living near these sites can bring lots of problems: odors, noise pollution, and depressed home values. Then there are the potential health impacts. While it's difficult to prove a direct connection to serious conditions like cancer, scientists suspect living near landfills or waste sites can make people sick. And while there are thousands of Superfund sites, they're likely more like Marion Motley, not as contaminated, but still unsafe. Back at the park, Miles is happy the city is working to finally clean it up.
If there's any kind of contamination down here at all, I'm more than excited to see it finally getting the attention that it needs.
Meanwhile, other communities continue to fight to expose the unseen, but lasting, impacts of the region's industrial past. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.